You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Kia ora, wonderful people. My name is Sarah, and I'm exchanging from Glasgow. And today, I'm joined here with Tristan from Clap Clap Ryan, hailing in from the North Island. Hello, Tristan. It's lovely to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Of course. How are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing well, thank you. I've got my coffee, and I'm about to have a chat to you about things music, which is, it's great. Yeah, I cannot complain.
Wonderful. Well, we're very excited to have you here. So I want to start off, for the listeners who haven't heard of you, what is Clap Clap Riot?
Clap Clap Riot, wow. It's a very, we are, you know, it's a very simple question, but every time people ask me that, I find it, it's like when people ask us, what sort of music do you play? And I always like stumble. But for those of you who haven't heard of Clap Clap Riot, we are a five-piece indie rock band. We originated from Christchurch, and sort of since then have moved up to Auckland to pursue our music career. We've been around for a while, so we do, you know, we do like to think we have some loyal fans who might be excited about the up-and-coming shows. But yeah, we're sort of just being a little quiet these days, and I'm going to blame COVID for that.
Oh, so, understandable.
So we're actually coming, we're jumping on this tour that's happening at the end of May, and we are, basically, it's the first time we've actually organized a, been able to do a tour in 6 years, 6.5 years.
Ooh, that's very, very exciting. And how do you feel about that? What incentivizes you to get back tour?
I mean, we're super excited. We went through a little bit of a thing during the pandemic when we came out of lockdown. So obviously during the pandemic, Auckland went into several lockdowns. Mm-hmm. And in between each of those lockdowns, we actually organized a tour. But then as the tour was about to start, the government announced the lockdown.
Oh, no.
And it just so happened to be before the start of every one of our tours. And so as a result, we had to cancel the tour three times. And on the third time, we were like, we can't do this to everyone. Let's just cancel it. And then, and then since then, it's just been a, it's been a little bit of a hiatus. And so we finally, we've been sitting on a new record for a while, and we've got some new songs. And so, we're just really excited to really get out there. I think for me personally, doing this sort of stuff gives me purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
Gives me a reason to get up in the morning and be like, oh yeah, I have my job, but I have this as well. So
yes. Oh, and creating music is so exciting. For you and your band, what would you say is the most monumental thing about coming together and creating?
I think, I don't want to speak for the whole band, but I would say it's the fact that myself, Stephen, the singer and guitarist, and Dave, the lead guitarist, we all went to school together. And those two guys are two of my longest serving friends. And I think it's just that playing music with your BFFs is a really special thing. You know, like anyone can start a band with, with people, but you know, I feel like you can tell when the band are really good friends.
And
I think that's really important to the overall creative process and just the whole vibe you give off. But I think in terms of what we love the most, it's just when we play shows and then we sort of notice that no one in the crowd is actually our friends, just trying to support us. So just having those moments where your art, whatever you've created, affects someone emotionally, and that's a real powerful thing. I find that's for me, that's so much better than making millions and millions of dollars off a hit single. That'll be nice.
That would be nice.
But having a random that I don't really know, like a song that I've given my creative this too is very cool. So yeah.
Oh, I completely agree with that. Thank you for that answer. There really is something so special about creating and sharing it with people, and just knowing that your soul touches another. And I've got a question in regards to your new music. So you've been around for some time, and how do you think your music has changed, and how do you think the music scene in New Zealand has changed?
Well, it's crazy. That's a great question. I was actually thinking about this the other day.
Oh, do tell.
And you know, like just not even having been playing much and going to gigs and seeing my friends who are sort of constantly musically active, and just seeing how, just seeing the changes, like even I have seen the change, and even I feel like, and I feel old.
Oh, you feel old? No.
I feel like there's a lot of things that have changed, just with the types of bands, you know, like a, you know, like we're a band, you know, we have guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, singers.
Oh, the full setup.
You know, whereas now, like a lot of acts are really minimal, you know, you have a singer, drummer, guitarist, very minimal. And so lots change like that. And then just the attitude, the way we consume music,
the way we
go to gigs. I think gig culture is a really kind of interesting thing in this country, you know, like especially people, you know, like just, you know, relying on pre-sales. It's a really scary thing, you know, like, and I think it's always been like this, but we've noticed you know, people just will buy tickets at the last minute. Whereas anywhere else in the world, a lot of people will just buy their tickets weeks, months out, you know, regardless. You know, that's not a, so then there's been that sort of, those sort of drastic changes. And you know, just the, I think the big thing I've noticed is this consumption, how people consume music. But I've noticed with younger generation that they're buying CDs. People, you know, people were buying, kids are buying CDs, which
isn't that funky, eh?
But you know, a lot's changed, and even just the way you promote your music.
Yeah,
it's like even just, you know, you've got radio, but now you, people are obviously on social media, so you see I see a lot of things coming up on my Instagram and social media feeds of bands just advertising a little snippet of their song in like a little short music video, you know, like that had only just started to become a thing before we actually had our sort of little COVID-19 hiatus. So a lot has changed, and I think it's changing really fast. But I think at the end of the day, if your music's good, which I hope ours is.
Yes, of course, it truly is.
And you've sort of got some idea of how to get it out there, that, then you will get, you know, you will succeed. It's hard work. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's a wonderful, wonderful answer. And I've got a question for you. So to any upcoming and young musicians, what piece of advice would you give them?
I mean, it sounds really cheesy to say this. I mean, if you want to do it, you know, follow your dreams.
Yes.
Hands down. But I think it's important to make sure that you're actually doing the thing, whatever it is you're doing creatively, do it with people you actually want to be around.
Oh, yes.
I think that's like a, you know, like it's one thing to start, you know, playing music, but, you know, I think that's a really important, you know, like, just doing it with people you really want to be around, and, yeah, and just being honest with your music, and have fun.
That's a beautiful piece of advice, and it's so important.
Don't take it too seriously, you know, like I mean, you've got to, there's an element of seriousness, but you know, but I think that, you know, would, you know, that would be balanced out by, you know, making sure you're playing with a really good crew. And I think think me, the biggest piece of advice is just play with people you want to play with.
Sweet. You know? That's a wonderful piece of advice. Hey, thank you so much. And I've got one more question, because you mentioned that part of your band are your best friends too. And I was wondering whether you were connected through music, so music brought you together, or whether you were already together and then you just started creating together. So how did that happen?
Yeah, I think we all went to school together and we all had similar music taste.
Yeah.
And then we, at high school, we kind of had this parody comedy band.
Ooh, sweet.
What was it called? I'm not going to say the name because it's very PG.
Again. Oh, that's okay.
But it's, yeah, and I'm quite embarrassed to say it.
So. Oh, no, that's okay. That's in the past.
But I guess we were like a very poor version of Flight of the Conchords. That sort of, that vibe. And so we obviously did that. And then, you know, we started to take instruments more seriously, practice. Yeah. And then, you know, we just initially got together in our early 20s and realized that Steve was a great singer.
Yeah.
She played drums to start.
Ooh, wonderful.
And he started singing, and then we just started playing. We played under a different alias in Christchurch for a while, then moved to Auckland and changed that name to Clap Clap Riot.
And that's how it started. That's the origin story. Hey.
Yeah. That's it in a nutshell.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, that's all the questions I had for you now. Thank you so much, Tristan. Thank you for coming on to Radio 1, and it was wonderful chatting to you. And I hope
you
have a wonderful, wonderful tour. And I'm sure that there are lots of people who are very excited to share your music and your creations with you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Tristan. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.